taking a little time here. There we go. Thank you very much. It's great to be with you here this afternoon, and thanks for hanging around to the late afternoon where I know the blood sugar starts to get low and the sunset starts to get tempting. I'm going to talk with you about an initiative that we have recently started up at the University of Arkansas with funding from the Robert Johnson Foundation, designed to try to stimulate more and better practice-based research in the area of public health and public health systems using the concept of practice-based research networks. I have nothing to disclose, but do want to acknowledge the funding from the Robert Johnson Foundation for this effort, and also acknowledge the help of my co-conspirator somewhere in the back of the room, Charlotte Smith. Oh, there she is, in front of the room. So why do we need more research on the practice of public health? I think for those of you who work in the field, probably have a good sense for this, but this is clear indication of the need for better evidence in practice. That a quote from the recent Institute of Medicine report analyzing the future of the public's health in the 21st century really called attention to the fact that the major gaps in knowledge and evidence that we have around not necessarily specific public health interventions that work or don't work, but really how best to organize, finance, and deliver the services and programs that we know work, how to staff issues around workforce, infrastructure, organization, financing, all those issues that are necessary to ensure that everybody across the country has access to effective, essential public health services. The world of public health practice has changed rapidly and continues to evolve with concerns about preparedness for newly emerging threats, ranging from infectious disease to the ongoing threat of terrorism and natural disasters. We know also that there are wide variation in public health resources across communities, and what we actually spend on public health services. Work that we've done shows greater than a tenfold difference across communities in actual local public health spending across communities, and equal variation in the types of services and interventions that are available across communities. And we know we've got wide variations and disparities in population health outcomes. So we need research that can tell us how to fit those pieces together, address unnecessary, unwanted, and undesirable variation in practice and variation in outcomes in ways that can improve population health. And also on the policy side, we in public health often have difficulties demonstrating accountability and demonstrating the value of what we do to policymakers and other decision makers. And we, like the rest of the health system, want to be able to drive toward evidence-based decision-making, whether it's clinical decision-making in the medical care realm or policy and administrative decision-making in the public health world. The problems of producing this kind of evidence to inform practice or conducting practice-based research are many, though. We know that we have limited data and limited existing measures that are out there for evaluating how well we organize, finance, and deliver public health services. We don't have the national data sets or national chart of accounts for healthcare spending, the other kind of resources that we have for studying the medical care delivery and organization and financing issues. Also, the studies that we do have that focus on public health practice, often there's a disconnect between what we study as researchers and what practitioners really need, the information they really need. And so there's that disconnect that is a challenge. The fact that much of our existing public health research really doesn't directly engage practice agencies up front in the actual design, the conduct of studies. Often our research enterprises and our academic institutions are designing and conducting studies and only engaging agencies many times in relatively limited roles as providing data or expecting agencies to take up our findings when they haven't been involved in the research enterprise. And that leads to the problems with translating and applying and integrating research findings into ongoing public health practice. It's also an issue a complicating factor with doing this kind of research is that public health systems are delivery systems are pretty complicated beasts to study. We certainly have our governmental public health agencies that play primary roles in the public health system, and there are issues like to study like the scope of services they offer and their funding levels and staffing levels and their governing structure and their legal authorities and those issues. But our governmental agencies operate in a larger context of public health systems and have to interact with a wider array of organizations that have influence over delivery of public health services, and lots of other issues come into play there, and looking at how the public health system at large functions in terms of public versus private roles and responsibilities, compatibility of missions, et cetera. Then we have the influence of population and environmental factors that vary widely across communities, and those interact with our public health systems. We've got new things like accreditation systems and performance measures for public health agencies and practice guidelines that are being introduced to try to influence and shape public health decision making. All of this feeds into ultimately affecting what it is that we actually deliver in public health, our outputs and the actual outcomes that we achieve in terms of population health status and equity and efficiency issues. So this is a tough nut to crack from a research perspective, the design studies to help us optimize this set of complex relationships. Therefore, we enter the logic of practice-based research networks. The concept of PBRNs has been around for at least 20 years now, has been used mostly in the clinical research world as a way to address similar issues of disconnect between research and practice in clinical research. Many of the existing PBRNs, practice-based research networks, have been formed by groups of physicians who come together and collaborate with a research entity to conduct studies to address real-world problems of clinical practice. And so you have a set of engaged practice settings who are interested in doing research, who have questions and problems they want to solve, coming together with a research partner and developing a model of collaboratively working on identifying questions of interest, problems they want to solve, putting that together with research methods that can be used, designs and analytical methods that can be used to answer those questions, coming up with ways of exchanging data across practice settings to really launch practice-based studies, involving the practitioners in the analysis and interpretation types of activities, and then working together on translating and applying findings to improve practice. And so again, this is a model that has been used fairly successfully now in the clinical research world. And the question that we're beginning to test now is, can we take this concept and apply it now into public health practice settings as a way to jumpstart and improve our research in public health practice research? So the public health practice-based research network model that we're using has a couple of key features that we're testing now with RWJ support. First of all, a practice agency to really serve as the leading convener for the network. So as we're testing it now, that practice agency is for the most part a state or a local government governmental public health agency. But as the networks we're using involve multiple practice settings, so that you have variation in different types of settings in which to test different approaches. So multiple state and or local public health agencies involved in these networks, potentially collaborating with their non-governmental partners as part of the research enterprise. You need a champion within each of these settings who's motivated and interested to do research, because practitioners, this is not their day job, and often they're not being paid and compensated and reviewed for their contributions to research. Their first their first goal is actually delivering frontline services. And so you've got to find people who are motivated and willing to do this within each of the practice sites. You've got to have a research partner on board who can bring that expertise in design and methodology and analysis, but who also has some expertise in how to apply it to public health settings. Find ways to foster and support regular communication and collaboration, and to launch feasible and relevant initial research projects that can keep everybody in the network interested and motivated for producing this kind of knowledge. Some of the examples of the kind of studies that public health studies that can be conducted through practice-based research networks. Starting with fairly simple and relatively easy to do things like comparative case studies that look at how do we deliver a certain type of service in one setting versus another, to document the processes involved in delivering those services, to identify problems in the delivery of public health services, or to examine new ways of doing things in some settings versus others. some large-scale observational studies to just document the extent and nature of variation in public health practice across different settings, to begin to understand what that variation means, what factors are driving that variation, and what are the consequences of that variation in terms of quality or effectiveness or efficiency of service delivery. Thirdly, quality improvement studies. There's a growing interest in how we can begin to apply quality improvement techniques and models to public health delivery and to public health settings. And so PBRNs are natural environments in which to study the effectiveness of efforts designed to improve the quality and effectiveness of service delivery in public health settings. And then finally, these are great. These kind of networks are great opportunities for evaluating the effects of policy change or organizational change within public health settings. So to monitor the effects of a new law, public health law, or set of regulations that come into place in a given state or local area, or to monitor the effects of large-scale reorganization of public health activities. These networks, if they're in place, are in an excellent position to study the effects of these kind of changes at the system level. So to stimulate and foster the development of public health PBRNs across the country, we, together with the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, have launched a four-year initiative to help develop and fund up to 15 of these public health PBRNs over a four-year period. We're providing an initial grant for kind of startup and infrastructure development for each of these networks, and giving them some funds as well to fund some early small-scale initial research projects. At the University of Arkansas, we're operating a national coordinating center that's designed to provide technical assistance and support to these grantees in getting their networks up and running, in identifying early research projects, but also facilitating collaboration and cross-network learning so that as one network learns some successful strategies, that can get diffused to other places around the country. So we can begin to really test this PBRN concept fully in the public health world and find some strategies that work. We're rolling this out in a kind of a two-stage process, and we've selected earlier this year our initial group of five sites in which to fund PBRNs. As I mentioned earlier, we're going to ultimately fund up to 15 of these networks. But the initial five sites that you'll see here are shown in blue, and are green are other areas that expressed an interest in launching public health PBRNs around the country. And so already, just in the first year of this initiative, we have seen a lot of interest among practice agencies in coming together around this kind of an idea. Just to give you a sense of these first five public health PBRNs, one located up in Washington State involves about 14 public health organizations, including nine of the largest metropolitan jurisdictions up there, collaborating with a school of public health and a CDC-funded prevention research center. Another located in Denver that has more than 20 public health organizations involved, both rural and urban local public health agencies, collaborating there with a new school of public health and a prevention research center as well. In Kentucky, a larger network comprised mostly of local public health agencies, more than 50 of those agencies in the state, along with the state health agency, and their relevant academic collaborators. Up in Massachusetts, similarly, we've got a network formed there with more than 20 public health agencies involved, both rural and urban jurisdictions, along with the School of Public Health there, who's providing research expertise. And then our fifth one down in North Carolina that is starting a bit smaller with 13 public health agencies located in the central part, in a geographically proximate central part area of the state, who are going to be testing these models. I'm running out of time, so I'm going to kind of hit the highlights here. We've seen there's really a lot of variation in terms of how these different networks are being organized, who's the leading convening organization. We're seeing different types of organizations coming together to provide leadership on these networks, local versus state and others. The geographic reach as well. Some are statewide initiatives, others are sub-state or multi-state networks that involve agencies. A lot of variation in the size of these networks in terms of the number of practice agencies involved, and the types of organizations involved, rural versus urban, et cetera. I do want to give you a sense of what some of the initial research interests are of these initial PBRNs, and you'll see here quite a broad range of research interests ranging from studying ways to enhance adoption of evidence-based practices to looking at workforce issues, quality improvement studies, financing and economics, impact of policies and laws, and organizational issues as well. So I'll be around for questions and answers afterwards, and I'll leave you with that. But the big picture is here. Stay tuned. This is a work in progress. We'll be funding another 10 of these PBRNs, and we'll be hopefully able to come back and share with you soon early findings and lessons learned about this initiative. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Mayer. We're just going to hold off questions until all of the speakers have had their chance to present. And next up, we have Dr. Christopher DeRose of the County of Los Angeles.